This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ian regained Hurricane 1 status Thursday evening on its way up to the Carolinas and bringing with it a record storm surge, flooding, and intense winds to their coast, which is under hurricane warning at this hour. After Ian cut through Florida this week, some Florida officials said publicly hundreds have been killed. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis
did shelter in place. As of last night, we've contacted over 20,000 Floridians that filled out a shelter in place survey on floridadisaster.org. Over 10,000 have responded, and all 10,000 said they were safe. And the state sent the first alert late last night and are expecting more responses this morning.
31-year-old Gavin Escobar, a former tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, died in an apparent rock climbing accident in California on Wednesday. Escobar and 33-year-old Chelsea Walsh were found by firefighters in the region. The fall took place near Taquish Rock, shadowing Palm Springs, California. Russia struck Ukrainian cities with missiles, rockets, and suicide drones, with one strike reported to have killed 25 people. As it moved Friday to get more seized Ukrainian territory into Russia before the annexation by President Putin takes effect Friday. Iranian citizens flock to the tools designed to help citizens in censorship nations connect to the internet as their government tries to squelch protests. One IT professional said daily demand for a virtual private network or VPN services in Iran is up over 3,000% compared to before the protests. The protests are about a woman and her headscarf, or lack of, that got her arrested and subsequently killed by Iranian officials, the protesters claim. Visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A federal judge on Thursday denied an Indiana lawyer's request to pause the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan as part of a lawsuit filed against the Department of Education earlier this week. And just like that, the United States and North Korea are allies, according to Vice President Kamala Harris at the DMZ Thursday.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring. And today, there were several demonstrations of just that.
As Hurricane Ian proved hurricane forecast models useless, the Hurricane 4 storm took a sudden turn just before hitting Florida earlier this week, creating devastation to an area thought to be not in the path.
Officials along the west coast of Florida are just now beginning to assess the damage from Ian in Lee County, where Ian made landfall. Officials there are answering as many emergency calls as they possibly can, but also admit that they can't get to every area. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says details are still spotty, but he tells us that he anticipates many casualties from this storm.
Unsure of the exact details because we are just starting to scratch the surface on this assessment. We're doing everything that we possibly can. Again, now it's to protect and preserve lives, and we are in full force doing that.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Always, always great to have you with us. It's our privilege to continue to pursue the truth from a biblical worldview. We are relentless to that end because the truth matters. It's not relative truth. It is either the truth or it's not. Anytime that we miss the mark on truth, we end up making dire mistakes. And you know, you don't need to do a deep dive to see the results of reaping what we have sown when it comes to truth, the consequences thereof. The one and only John Fleetwood from American Faith is with us. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great. How are you, sir?
Well, you know, we got through the hurricane. Of course, for us on the east, in the lower east portion of the state of Florida, I mean, this hurricane was so massive, John. It covered the entire state like a blanket, pretty much. You know, we had to deal with some minor, in our area, some minor tropical, you know, storm effects, a couple tornadoes. And I say minor, certainly compared to our brothers and sisters on the West Coast there in Sanibel Island and that. I mean, it's just been devastating. Fort Myers as well. And we've got dear friends there in both those areas. And they were, you know, they're okay. And, you know, one of my friends, especially in Sanibel, it's going to be a number of months before he gets back home. He did evacuate. In fact, you know, I was teasing him in a way, you know, because, you know, we were in the middle of doing an interview. And he's doing an interview for the show. And I said, well, you know, what's your status? He says, as soon as we're done with the interview, we've already got the car packed and we're heading, you know, we're evacuating. I go, Dan, why are you waiting? You know, we could have either done this on the cell phone in your car or whatever, but what, you know, what are you thinking? Because, you know, that when people were evacuating, the freeways were, of course, bumper to bumper and that. And but bless his heart, you know, hey, the show must go on. And the trooper that he is, he stayed with us. But wow, bless his heart. But thank God he and his family, they're fine and safe. And that's good news. But there's so many other, you know, people that are, you know, there's death counts now are starting to rise. Devastation. I mean, we're talking, gosh, the cleanup and everything, John, this could be well over a year to clean this up. And I think in some cases, people have said that's a very conservative estimate. It could take longer than that.
Bill, do you know how bad it's supposed to be in South Carolina? Because they're telling people in South Carolina to prep, right?
Oh, yeah, they've been prepping already. And, of course, it went, you know, from a tropical storm by the time it got out of North Florida and then picked up speed and was reclassified as a Category 1 hurricane. And I think in the next hour or two, it's estimated that it will make landfall there in the Carolinas.
Right. Well, I mean, at least you guys have Ron DeSantis as your governor, America's governor down there. He's just really rocking it. I'll tell you,
It is impressive. It is really impressive. His leadership, cooperation, you know, with FEMA, you know, even the Biden administration. I mean, it's all politics aside. You know, it's the thing that's disgusting to me, though, is the politics aside, even between Biden and, you know, and DeSantis. But the media, John, you know, the way these people are talking on television, it's like, you guys need to be turned off. You are reckless. You're insincere. You have no concern for these people, and your opinion doesn't matter. It stinks.
Right. Yeah, and you got people like Don Lemon trying to connect this hurricane with climate change, and just totally trying to politicize it.
Of course.
And he had who was it? The guy from I think it was NOAA. You know, this guy who studies hurricanes, Don Lemon's interviewing this expert on hurricanes. And the first question out of Don Lemon's mouth was, you know, how is climate change to blame for this hurricane? Which is just wild because you're politicizing this horrible situation. But then this expert just totally hand waves it and says this has nothing to do with climate change. And
exactly.
Don and the experts are, you know, talking about what's really going on. And then Don can't help it, you know, and he comes back and he asks again, well, wait a minute. You know, you said you didn't want to connect climate change to this, but I think it does because I lived there. And this expert's just kind of nodding his head and didn't bite. I mean, just totally put Don in his place. This has nothing to do with climate change.
Well, you see, and the way the expert handled it is that sometimes you just step away from stupid. Leave it alone. Just let it lie there. Right? I mean, and you think that Don Lemon would know by now because you saw what happened when he was interviewing the royal expert, right? And he wanted to bring up reparations. I mean, she just filleted him and deveined him like one of these Benihana chefs that you go and you see where they do the cooking on the, you know, right there in front of you and everything, and they stand up the shrimp and they devein the shrimp and everything. I mean, Don Lemon was just standing there totally deveined. And it was effortless in dealing with reparations. And all he could say was, wow, that's interesting. You know, because she says, look, if you're going to talk about reparations, you need to go back where it all began. You need to go to the Genesis and where it all started. And where it started was with these black chieftains in Africa that captured other blacks and they sold them as slaves. So you got blacks selling blacks, and now you want white people to pay for what the blacks did to their own people and blame white people for it.
The white slavers wouldn't go in deep into these jungles because there was malaria. Mm. They were wiping out the whites because we weren't used to it. So they wouldn't even go in. So what they did was these chieftains, these leaders of these African tribes, they'd enslave their own people, bring them to the beaches, keep them in chains, and then the whites would come and take them off the beaches. So it absolutely started there. And it was hilarious because this royal, this expert, she said, okay, well, if we want reparations for blacks because of slavery, then how about reparations for the British whites who fought on
the Navy?
Seas? I think she,
right.
Yeah, who went
to... Yeah, it was 2000. Yeah.
Exactly. Why not reparations for their families because they fought?
Well, what about the 600,000 Americans that fought in the Civil War? You know, for to fight against slavery and an assassinated president. And somehow, out of all that, you got to come up with some reparation formula.
And I know you're not, like, advocating for this, like, oh, whites need reparations. You're just saying, hey, look, if you guys are setting up this principle of reparations that I don't even want, I don't want that, Bill. I don't want reparations. I know you don't, but you're just saying, look, if you guys are talking about reparations, then... You know, these other people actually need it more than the ones that you're saying.
Exactly. I don't even want, tuition debt relief, John. Okay, that's how far I go. And I'm just for free America. You know, because all this stuff is the ties that bind, and big government has a way of getting its tentacles deeper into you. And, you know, they buy your votes with your own money, and they use your own money again to enslave you, all under this guise that, out of this pile of manure somewhere, you know, more liberty exists. But they keep making promises that they can't deliver on. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
And just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. By the way, if you're hearing the show on the weekend on our one of our network of weekend radio stations, it replays this Friday show. And so if you hear reference to Friday, you know it was recorded on Friday, and you're hearing it on Saturday and Sunday. Now, I say all that is that if you want to, you know, if you like what you're hearing and what we do, I mean, this isn't about an 8-second soundbite kind of radio show. We go into deep measure on these topics that hopefully will make you smarter, that there's something, you know, that you've gained as a result of these experts that we have on that, you know, they're experts on these specific disciplines that are of interest to you. And it, again, it's not to just put it out there and take our word for it. Hopefully what we're doing here is we're stimulating critical thought and motivation for you to do a deeper dive and find out for yourself. You know, own the knowledge. Don't just assume the knowledge, own it. And I think that's the challenge that we're in right now, John Fleetwood, is that too many people are just, you know, kind of leasing the knowledge or just assuming somebody else's knowledge as opposed to owning it and being a, being part of its, you know, their own mentality and their own conscience. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, of course, and where do they're leading you somewhere. It's not just passive and they just kind of want to tickle your ears and then let you go. They have a very well thought out, well planned, well funded strategy at the end of which there's a goal. And the end of it, right, as we know, Bill, because we've talked about it, it's this great reset. You'll own nothing and you will be happy. At the end of it, right, is the U.S. will no longer be the world leading superpower. At the end of it is you have to eat bugs. You can't eat meat. And this isn't like tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. You have to go on 4chan or 8chan to figure this out. It's right out in the open. It's on the World Economic Forum's own website, the World Economic Forum, on their Facebook page, type 8 predictions for the world by 2030, Facebook, World Economic Forum. Hit enter. The first thing you'll get is the World Economic Forum's Facebook page, official Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And you'll have a video that the World Economic Forum produced that says their number one prediction after this great reset is that you will own nothing. No ownership. Right. You can't own land. You can't own a house. It's just like, look at the market. People might, I'm a millennial. Don't hold it against me, Bill. I'm a millennial. And so I understand how hard it is to buy a house right now in this market. It's like these interest rates are absolutely insane. House prices are inflated, which is good for, you know, the seller, but not so much for the buyer. And we look at the grocery store. Look at how hard it is to buy meat, to buy these little square packs of meat that I make cook for my family almost every night. Love this ground beef, but now it's like $7-$8 for this little pack of meat. It's insane. So it's happening. It's not like it's a goal that they hope is going to happen sometime in the future. It's a goal that they're carrying out right now. So if we don't, think for ourselves, like you're talking about, if we don't have some skepticism and incredulity toward the news sources that we're getting our information from, then we are going to be led, like the Pied Piper, into this new world order, great reset, at the end of which we own nothing and we're supposed to be happy about it.
Exactly. Well, you know, we've been reporting on the pending disasters. The signs are here. The middle class is getting crushed at every turn. And as you said, this is by design. This isn't by accident. I mean, Joe Biden, first day of office, decides that America's energy independence was something we could do without. And so he's done everything he could to kill the energy sector. And what happens as we get, down the road further and further with Russia's aggressiveness, with China's aggressiveness, and, of course, inflation, all being, you know, all this stuff, and the linchpin of all this, John, is energy, you know, and
right.
And Joe Biden single-handedly has killed that sector. And here we are in suspended animation thinking, what, that Tesla's going to be able to build enough electric cars? And then, you know, like what happened in California, here you got the governor out there one moment talking about going all electric, and the next minute saying, oh, by the way, can you park those cars for a while? Because we need you off the grid right now because we're going to be dealing with rolling brownouts. What?
Where does Tesla get its batteries from? They get their batteries, just mainstream Reuters, you can find this anywhere. Tesla gets their batteries from a company called Contemporary Amprex Technology, CATL, Contemporary Amprex Technology. That is not an American company. It's a Chinese company. So we are enriching the Chinese, all of these solar panels and all of these the whole environmentalist push is a ploy to enrich China. That's what this is all for. Build back better. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? Right. It came from the World Economic Forum. If you type World Economic Forum, Build Back Better, you'll get page after page after page that goes back years. They were saying it before Biden did, and Biden adopted it from the World Economic Forum, which, as we said before, is pushing that you'll own nothing and be happy. This all connects. And the World Economic Forum says on their own website, they have a whole page on their website devoted to China. They want to improve our relationship with China. They want to build up China. They want to start doing more business.
Well, and look at all these decades, John, that America thought we could make nice with China, you know, going back to the 70s with Richard Nixon. We'd be nice with them, and they would come into the Democratic family. That hasn't happened at all. In fact, if anything, it's exacerbated the problem all the more. And China has captured our elected officials and these families that are all compromised, whether we're talking about Mitch McConnell, Joe Biden. I mean, go down the list. These are people that are casting votes with our money and our interest in selling us out to China. And I guess we're supposed to like that too, John.
Well, and do we really want to be like China? Do we really want these surveillance systems? Do we really want, because we've got that right now.
Well, and China has reduced its population to a digit quotient. You know, they're just data. That's what they've been reduced to. This is what, you know, when you think about it, the dishumanization of a country, of America. This is what people need to get their brains around, is that you're no longer a human being made in the image of God. You're just an asset to the collective. And that asset continues until the very end when they decide, you know what, John, you're getting old and you really can't move the needle like you used to. But hey, we can get a couple extra bucks by, you know, opening up your body and taking out your organs and sell body parts.
Look what they're
because doing. That's in the collective interest, right? Look, minute and a half left, John. Go ahead.
Well, look what they're doing to the Uyghurs in China.
Same thing.
Look at the humanitarian abuses that are going on in China, right? Look at what they're doing to the banking system that just happened this last month, Bill.
Yeah.
They cut off the people from their own money, and they actually pulled tanks. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, rolled tanks into town around the banks because they didn't want to let the people access their own money. Even the people who are China-files and love Xi Jinping, like Justin Trudeau, who's a tyrant, said that what Xi Jinping is, is a basic dictator. They have a basic dictatorship. So even the people who like China, like Justin Trudeau in Canada, say that it's a dictatorship. And that's who we want to be the new big country in the world, like the World Economic Forum wants them to be. I don't think so.
No, not at all. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out what that road takes us down, no doubt about it. He's the managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood, our guest. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the full impact of Hurricane Ian is being assessed by Florida officials, South Carolina braces for the now Cat 1 hurricane to hit Friday. All of their coasts are under a hurricane warning. Some Florida officials jumped the gun in announcing numerous deaths from the storm. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The ports, Tampa Bay, Miami, Everglades, they are reopened for fueling. And I think between today and tomorrow, all the ports in the state of Florida up and down the both coasts will be operational.
A federal judge on Thursday denied an Indiana lawyer's request to pause the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan as part of a lawsuit filed against the Department of Education earlier this week. And just like that, the United States and North Korea are allies, according to Vice President Kamala Harris. She made the announcement at the Korean DMZ Thursday. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Controversy over Title IX continues. You know, Kim Jones has been leading the way and been a consistent voice in defending Independent Counsel on Women's Sport. She's the co-founder of the organization, and we look to have her on here in just a moment, in particular to talk about a letter from 19 Democratic senators, mind you. These senators signed off on a shocking letter to the Department of Education asking for clarity on the new Title IX regulations. And you will not believe this letter. It could not be any more anti-women and girls. Kim Jones, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, Kim, I was just mentioning, you know, what you brought to my attention regarding Title IX was this letter from these 19 Democratic senators. Tell our audience what's going on here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's so many disturbing issues with this letter. We knew that the Title IX rewrites proposed by the Biden administration were erasing sex in law and all of the protections that women have had from sex-based discrimination in education. By equating sex and gender identity, now the value of the female sex is equated to a thought or a feeling in a male's head. We had thought or hoped that perhaps the Democratic leaders and Biden administration hadn't really thought through the implications of this for women and girls, and parents, honestly. But this letter is the antidote to that hope. These senators just clarified very specifically addressing that they support and believe Number one, that girls and women must accept male dorm mates or roommates in their living spaces and sleeping quarters. That they believe women should face punishment, or any student should face punishment, for accurately referring to someone's sex, essentially criminalizing language that reflects reality. And finally, utterly ignoring all scientific facts by mandating that girls allow boys at all ages, K through college, to compete with them in sports if a male wishes to. I must make clear that this letter flat out communicates that women and girls' sports and achievements and privacy and spaces do not matter. Which in turn implies that women and girls don't deserve respect and fair treatment. It's a message to 51% of America that is female that they don't matter. I'm honestly really shocked because I've voted for many of these senators when I've lived in their states, and mm-hmm. they have reduced the usefulness of women to be a means of support to the mental health of men who wish to enter their spaces. It's the most regressive and cruel vision of women and women's purpose that I can imagine.
This is quite an exposure of, you know, these senators like Amy Klobuchar and yes. Elizabeth Warren. You got Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker. I mean, the list, unbelievable. And you need to check this out, ladies and gentlemen, to see what's going on. And that big 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, Kim, and you touched on this, but which is most concerning to me, is they're forcing women to accept this. You have no choice. And then what protections are there for women? And we've had cases where they've said this is allowable, you just have to go along and accept, this fluid identification of this trans individual. And then next thing you know, they decide, well, they're going to express their male part at the expense of these young girls. And, you know, we're having incidences of sexual abuse and violation occurring all under this perverted rendering of Title IX.
It's really devastating, honestly. Every woman or girl should have the right to consent before undressing in front of a man. And they should have the right to know if they're undressing in front of a man. This is a violation of, you know, a person's well-being, of our knowledge of each other as humans. You don't right. disguise, what someone is doing to a young woman or girl what they are, what their boundaries are. You don't erase their physical boundaries. You allow them to know, you know, allow them to say yes or no, I consent to being in the presence of male nudity. And you don't force, I don't know how we've gotten here. It's hard for me to believe on a regular basis.
No, I'm with you on this, Kim, and this is why I appreciate you coming on to talk about it, because just as difficult as it is for you and I to have this discussion, but we've got to have this discussion, because the fact of the matter is we are here, and, you know, when you think about the numbers, it's not like, you know, these are really, the numbers of, and the accommodation that we're making for a small minority risking, you got to be risking, I think, what, 95-97% of the girls out there on all these levels, whether it's sports competition, sexual exposure, all this is at risk for, what I think you and I, when we talked last time, it was such a small percentage number.
Right. I mean, the bigger problem is it's not so much whether or not someone, I have two things to say. First, in one breath, we can't have someone say, males aren't a threat. There shouldn't be any fear. You know, women shouldn't worry about this. It's just a few. Just let someone in. So men aren't a threat to women when they're trying to undress in locker rooms or in their dorms. And then in the next breath, someone says, but you can't have that male go back into male spaces because males are a threat to them. You can't in one breath declare that males aren't a threat to women and then say they are a threat to certain males and women should be used to protect those males. That makes no sense, and it's just using women.
Exactly.
And then secondly, the statistical threat to women and men in women's spaces is enormous. We know where the majority of crimes are committed and by whom they're committed. We're not insinuating that everyone who wants access to women's spaces is going to commit a crime. You open up the door. You remove the boundaries. You remove the implied boundaries that protect women
exactly.
and give them the confidence to be in those spaces. Without those boundaries, women will self-exclude. Parents will self-exclude their daughters. This is
yes.
why women's bathrooms, dorms, and spaces exist, is to allow women the safety, dignity, and privacy to know they're not changing in front of men and that they don't have to be vulnerable in front of men. And women's sports exist to allow 51% of the population to achieve dreams and celebrate their physical limits. We cannot invite men into those sports and still believe that we are allowing women the opportunities to thrive and succeed.
Exactly. And like you said, it is astounding to think we're here having this conversation when not that long ago there was such an aggressive movement. And I thought in a positive way, Kim, when I say aggressive, I don't mean in a negative sense, but we were moving, I thought, in a very positive way to honor women in sports. And,
yes.
And initially this is what Title IX was all about, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. And all of these studies that have concluded that women need and young girls need single sex opportunities early on just to stay in sports and to feel good about their achievements. We're ignoring mm-hmm. all of this. And I'm super disappointed in Cory Booker. I overlapped with him
yeah.
at Stanford. He was on the
uh-huh.
football team when I was playing tennis. To think
yes.
that he thinks there is no difference between men and women, I mean, it's a denial of everything he has experienced. He knows why
yeah.
there weren't women on the football team with him at Stanford.
Yeah, it's a forced political delusion, I think. I don't know. It's very strange. But as you say, on one hand, as much as the implied aspect, you know, in terms of how women will respond to this, what is the implied message that is being put out to trans people,
to define our world.
Exactly. And then again, that it almost says that, okay, then it objectifies the sexual class in such a way that, they just become a tool. It's irrelevant. You don't, there's no civility towards the sexes, is there?
Nope. That's right. Yep. And I'm here to stand up for women at Icons Women. Please help support us. We are, believe that women deserve dignity and they deserve respect and they deserve the opportunity to be seen in society for their worth and their achievements.
Well, Kim Jones, keep fighting. Huh? Keep up the great fight. She's the co-founder of Independent Council on Women's Sports. IconWomen's.com is where you want to go.
Clinics cost about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, check out BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with the host. The total, it's an incredible archive, ladies and gentlemen, to be honest with you. And I just am proud of what we're able to put together, you know, to help you understand the whole truth and nothing but. We bring on these experts that are really, you know, bona fide, certified experts on these different topics to advance your knowledge in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads us. So the archive is right there for you to download at your convenience and share with your friends and neighbors, and make sure you pass on the good word that it's all happening right here at the Bill Martinez Show, and they can go to BillMartinezShow.com for more information. Zach Mettler is back with us. He is the Focus on the Family staff writer and communications liaison. Hey, Zach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I want to talk about digital religion, but before we get to that, I do want to make some time to talk about Focus on the Family's reminder and registration for Bring Back or Bring Your Bible to School Day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so remind everybody what they need to do and how they can be a part of this exciting event that takes place annually and that will happen on October the 6th this year, next week.
Yeah, nationwide, we encourage students to, especially if you're in a public school, to have your kids take their Bible to school. And again, that's going to be on Thursday, October 6th. And this is just a way that kids can practice their religion. You know, we all have the freedom of religion thanks to the Constitution and the First Amendment. And so we just encourage students to share their faith with other kids and to stand up for what they believe by bringing their Bible to school on October 6th. And they can do that throughout the day, as long as they're not, you know, interrupting other kinds of activities or things like that. So you can bring your Bible to school, you can display it and read it whenever, you know, during lunch or things like that.
Yeah, you don't want to upset any CRT curricula or anything like that. But, you know, you can just leave the Bible there as a light and let it be a light not only to your feet, but a light to others. And, you know, for some who might be concerned to think, well, you know, is it against the law? You know, some people have suggested over the years, they've passed on this big lie that it is against the law for students to bring their Bible to school. And that's not the case at all, is it?
Not at all, and there's great religious freedom organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom that have put together just kind of like a one-page worksheet showing how it is absolutely constitutional and under Supreme Court precedent, students absolutely can bring their Bibles to school.
Okay, this one sheet, Zach, you know, if parents need to download it and empower their children with the knowledge and maybe just have it in their backpack just in case they're challenged, how can they access this document?
Yeah, you can just go to Google and type in Alliance Defending Freedom, Bring Your Bible to School Day, and it should pop right up. Yeah, you can print that out, and if teachers or other students have questions or say, oh, you can't do that, well, then they're ready to go and empowered to say, no, under the law, I absolutely can do this.
Yeah, read this. I mean, you don't even have to get a big debate about it. Just say, well, here, this is, you know, this is the law. Read it for yourself. And because we're not here to get in a big bucket of debate here. What we want to do is bring light to a dark world. Last year, over 500,000 students participated. And, you know, the fact of the matter is more and more people are realizing, you know, but for the word of God, you know, this world would really be annihilated. And if you really believe that, then how can you stand by and let your fellow students, you know, continue to walk in the dark? And, you know, and it's amazing, you know, Zach, what we find out time and again, especially from students who will reinforce this idea that it doesn't take a lot of light to pierce the darkness, does it?
That's a great point. And especially public schools, you know, I remember back to my own days in public school, you encounter a lot of different people with a lot of different beliefs. And so Bring Your Bible to School Day is just one of the great opportunities that Christian students have to share their beliefs with other students.
Yeah, and even before that, I would encourage parents and students who are going to participate, you know, make sure you go to Focus on the Family, register, because this helps us, you know, document the kind of numbers that we're looking at. It's, you know, a lot of resources there for you. But there's things you can do in preparation to next week, October the 6th, for Bring Your Bible to School Day, because you got to understand that there are people, you know, that do not associate themselves with godly importance, and there's going to be a resistance, not to mention that this you're entering into a spiritual battlefield. And what you should do is make sure as you enter into the spiritual battlefield that you're warriored up. And there's, you know, there are weapons of warfare that you must employ. And you need to do this in anticipation, not just off the cuff. And you do this in preparation for this battle that you will engage and be prepared in such a way to where you can represent Jesus in these schools and do it in a way that that the love of God comes shining forth. And, you know, and I find that when we can do that, and again, understanding there's preparation. So prayer, the word of God, fasting. I would also include that in the discipline in preparation for this incredible day. I'm just hoping and praying, you know, here, Zach, that we end up going over, you know, 1 million registrants, you know, for this Bring Your Bible to School Day, especially at a time in our country. And, you know, and I said we can be American-centric for a moment here, but it's not only just our country, but it's around the world that is in chaos right now, where people are wondering what the heck is happening to our world. How ungodly have we become? And, you know, we have to turn back to God. That is the remedy. And people who are called by God's name, it's up to us to be those light carriers, those light barriers of truth that will redeem those that, you know, Jesus came to save, right?
Yeah, that's very well said. And again, I'd encourage all your listeners to go to focusonthefamily.com and you can check out Bring Your Bible to School Day there and read testimonials from other students who have done it and talked about the importance that it played in their faith and the ways that they were able to share their faith with other students. So again, you can do that at focusonthefamily.com.
That's great. Thanks, Zach. Can we talk digital religion now? What is going on here? I mean, more than ever, it seems young adults are turning to what you have identified as digital religion.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a recent study that I was looking into that found that, again, as you mentioned, young adults especially are turning to this digital religion. And by that, I mean digital ways of spirituality, like chat groups with pastors or, you know, online sermons, things like that, religious content on social media. And this is a trend that I think has been in place for, you know, certainly several years, but I think it was worsened because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Exactly.
Many churches were closed, and they turned to Sunday services. They turned them all online. And you know, some people still have not gone back to church yet. And so I think there's dangers to making your faith only digital, but also benefits that I think we need to recognize as well.
Well, and you bring up a good point here. The Bible's clear we should not forsake the gathering one to another, because this gives us a chance to interact. We are social people. God created us to interrelate. I mean, even though some people by nature might find themselves to be introvert, you know, I get people, you know, tell me, oh, Bill, I'm an introvert. I understand and respect that. But there is that part of you, even when you, you're not totally 100%, you know, an introvert. Yes, you have an inclination for that. But tell me the last time when you had an interaction with a fellow humanoid that blessed you because they brought that appropriate word or that bit of encouragement that you needed to hear that confirmed the very thing that God and the Holy Spirit have been trying to tell you.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point on talking about the social aspect of human creatures. That's all, no matter if we're introverts or extroverts, we all have that to some degree. I was looking into one recent survey that found that especially among young adults today, a number of Americans say they have no close friends, and that's actually 12% last year, and that was only at 3% in 1990. And among young men, that number is even higher. 15% of young men say that they have no close friends. And so this is just a tragedy. And one of the great places that we can find friends is at church. The American Enterprise Institute, they looked into this study that found that we are experiencing a loneliness epidemic, and Americans are lonelier in general than we used to be, and young people especially, because we're not as rooted in particular relationships and community. But they found that one of the activities associated with the reduced feeling of loneliness was frequent church attendance. And so I'd encourage all of your listeners, you know, if you're a Christian, a believer, to get back to in-person church at least weekly. We can't just have a digital faith.
Exactly. Well, and some people may say, you know, how can you be lonely when you're always talking with people in your social media realm and that sort of thing? Well, this is all predicted and was predicted by John Naismith in his book Megatrends. You know, Zach, this was a book I read in the 80s, and it talked about, they used the term high tech, high touch, that as technology would advance, there was going to be a higher yearning and calling for high touch. And this is the missing element from our culture today, is that human interaction, that touch that all humanoids need, regardless, like you say, whether we're an extrovert or an introvert, you know, we just need to be able to have that kind of contact and not be treated like some sort of, you know, digital algorithm, right?
That's absolutely true.
Zach, again, we thank you for coming on the show. Zach Mettler, you focus on the family staff writer, communications liaison. Again, remind people how they can get involved with Bring Your Bible to School Day, get registered, and for more information, where do they go?
You can go to focusonthefamily.com, and to follow my work, you can go to thedailycitizen.org.
Thank you, Zach. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Phil.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.